Marjorie.
A2 RCL.
ADL, this is KO4 ULP.
On today.
And how about yourself?
I'm good. I'm just trying to stay dry. You know, somebody sweet as me will melt.
I'm starting to guess.
Your folks, Greer, it's raining right now.
My window, it doesn't look like it's raining here in Traveler's Rest, but, I don't know. I haven't been outside today.
Try to stay inside. I get out there and get wet. I might melt and float away.
Plan today?
To stay dry and do as little as possible.
You gonna work on your truck?
Start my New Year's resolution early. My New Year's resolution is to do absolutely nothing. So I'm gonna get a head start on it because I know I'm gonna fall behind.
Don't have any jobs today?
Haven't took nothing in here with Christmas and New Year's. Just been kind of doing stuff around the house and enjoying a little downtime.
Ambling around you because it sounds like you're in the car.
I'm here to pick up a few things. Now I'm on my way back home.
That sounds like you have a relaxing day planned.
What about you? You ain't doing schoolwork?
Still on Christmas break.
Talk to your mom and dad about that. We gotta cut these breaks short.
Breaks.
We gotta toughen you up, get you ready for the whole working world where you only get one day off.
Yeah, I guess so, but maybe in some jobs you can get possibly a week. If you're a teacher, you get, you know, the whole summer off and plus Christmas break.
Does that mean you're looking at being a teacher so you can have all that free time?
But being a teacher, I would not enjoy that. I'm just saying, there are some jobs out there that you can't get some breaks.
Yep, I don't think I can enjoy being a teacher either.
What I plan to do, Nicholas, I know he's planning to be a grader, but yeah, graders get breaks when the weather's not good, so you know, there are jobs out there. Good bit of jobs, I bet, that are out there that you can get some breaks, especially if you work for yourself. You know, my dad always takes vacations with us, so, you know, some jobs can, you know, kind of take your time off.
Your dad well enough to know that he's still working when he's on vacation. He's always got the camera in hand. And, yeah, if you do great, you get the day off when it rains, but that usually means you got to put the equipment in the shop and do all the maintenance and work on it on the down days.
That is true, and yeah, my dad does normally have a camera in his hand during vacations, but, sometimes he puts the camera down.
We all have to take a break sometimes.
Vacations is mostly family time, you know. We do a photo shoot maybe once, and then he takes a few pictures here and there, but, you know, he normally has the camera with him, though.
See it, for sure. So how you liking that new radio now?
Good with my new radio. It's working perfectly fine.
Now, or are you on your base?
My base seems to perform better, so I did hear you call on the HT because I had that downstairs, the new one, and then I decided to come up and run to the base because it just seems to perform better.
Yeah, the HDs, they tend not to pick up real well inside the house. Sometimes they do, but you can always get the adapter for the antenna and hook it up to the outdoor antenna if you needed to. But if you got your base set up and it's working good, then that's the way to go when you're at home, and then you got something to travel with.
It's true, so yeah, I'll probably have to go to Cleveland today, right, tomorrow, so, and then for a funeral, so, you know, I might go ahead and program the local repeater there in Cleveland, Ohio, and, you know, see how much of them I can hit, because for some reason, if I go into frequency mode and type in a channel, I cannot set the offset is not working, so I have to pre-program everything, which shouldn't be too hard.
I need to go back through your instruction booklet there and see what it says about the offset and how to get it to lock in. There's probably just one single button push that you're missing.
It says I confirmed the offset, so it's something. I don't know. I'll have to go through and look and probably figure it out. But, you know, I'll probably just go ahead normally in vacations and pre-program because it doesn't look like it's that hard after now we have figured out what software we need.
Yeah, the software does make it a little bit easier. But you still need to learn how to program it on the fly. That way, if you do get out somewhere and you change locations for something, you could add your frequencies in if you wanted to. But I tell you what, bud, I'm about to destinate here, so I'm going to have to hop off from here and go in the house and get some stuff done for the missus. But I will say 73s, have yourself a wonderful day, and if I don't talk to y'all before y'all leave out, y'all have a safe trip. And this will be K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good rest of your day. 73s, KU4, Hubel P, clear.
10-8, mobile.
4, Hubel P, monitoring.
QLP, KO4, NNH. Hey, Alexander. Hey, Alexandra, how you doing today?
How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Out bowling around right now. Going to go pick up a couple things for the house. I heard you're going to be leaving here soon. Whereabouts you going?
To Cleveland, Ohio for a funeral.
I'm sorry for your loss. I hope everything, you and your family are doing well. I'll be praying for your family. But, I got you. Just let you know, I just made a QSL card. I got to get a printer and print some QSL cards off. You're actually one of the people on my list to send the card to.
That'll be my third QSL card. I'm looking forward to it. I already have hung the other two in the shack and, hope to collect a lot.
Log on my logbook on QRZ. I've got six QSL cards out to at least the people on this repeater. I'm making two different QSL cards. I'm making an electronic version for my HF contacts.
Electronic QSL cards? I've never heard of those before.
At least on QRZ, you can add a QSL card somehow, and whenever you log a contact in your logbook on QRZ, or in my case, upload the file, it'll send the QSL cards out to everybody that's in my logbook. And I think, I'm not sure, but Logbook of the World may do the same thing, but I've got Logbook of the World and my logbook on QRZ exporting to one another, so that way they're both constantly up to date.
Pretty neat, but I have to go eat lunch downstairs, so I have to say 73s and KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear with your final.
73, I hope you have a safe trip. I hope you make it over there to Ohio safe, and I'll be praying for you and your family. This is KO4 NNH, I'll be clear.